From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies has covered 8 Philadelphia mayoral elections. He says this is one of the weirdest ones he's ever encountered.
Almost never do you find an incumbent mayor being challenged in a primary by somebody who is an established politician.
Mayor Jim Kenney is being challenged in the Democratic primary by former city controller Alan Butkovitz and state senator Anthony Williams.
The other thing that's unusual is how quiet the whole thing has been. I mean, there just hasn't been a lot of campaigning, and I bet most voters don't even know we're in the middle of the mayor's race.
Why are Kenney, Butkovitz, and Williams hardly campaigning?
And why, if the primary is so quiet, are there outside groups pouring so much money into the race?
Today on The Why, the silent campaign.
So, Dave, Mayor Kenney is running for a second term as mayor. How did his first term go?
So I just want to thank everyone for being here. I want to thank you for the enthusiasm.
On the whole, it's been a good term. The city's been financially stable. His signature accomplishments really are his efforts to promote pre-kindergarten programs.
We need to commit ourselves to getting this done because these children are so important.
And this Rebuild initiative, which involves a lot of efforts on schools, parks, recreation centers, and playgrounds.
Some of them are 80, 90 years old, haven't seen major renovations since they opened. Plaster falling from the ceiling.
Those programs funded by the controversial soda tax. It's been battled in court, but finally is getting underway. And I think that's one of the things that he is best known for. Beyond that, there's been a generally progressive legislative agenda. He has cooperated with city council on. He signed a pay equity bill, a bill increasing the minimum wage.
The legislation will make sure all employees of the city and city contractors earn what they deserve, which is a minimum wage of $15 an hour.
The Fair Work Week legislation.
The bottom line is that employees need to know in advance when they're scheduled to work.
So there's that stuff. And then beyond that, you've seen him embrace issues which aren't at the core of city government operations, but which establish an image and have a certain emotional resonance, like standing with Meek Mill.
I'm hoping that the system sees the interest in this young man and embracing
the notion of a sanctuary city.
For people who need protection, who need to get out of the country they're in because they're being oppressed and murdered.
And I think for a progressive, that's great stuff. For others, maybe not so much, but they've helped to define his image.
So tell me about Kenney's 2 challengers.
Well, the first to announce was Alan Butkovitz. He announced in November of last year. He was a 3-term city controller, the elected auditor of the city.
During my tenure as city controller, our office created the opportunity to create thousands of local inclusive jobs in our neighborhoods.
And lost that job in a surprising re-election defeat 2 years ago. Before that, he was a state representative. He's long been a ward leader in Northeast Philadelphia, a real fixture of Philadelphia politics. And since losing his elected seat, he's been looking for another challenge. So he's taking on Mayor Kenney.
Philadelphia cannot continue to fall behind, whether it's with our business community, public safety, education, or how we manage our finances.
For those who don't know me, my name is Anthony Hardy Williams, a.k.a. Tony. And I want to be your mayor.
Right.
I love this city.
Right.
Anthony Williams is a state senator from West Philadelphia who announced his campaign at the very last moment. He's been around politics for a long time. His father, Hardy Williams, was also a state senator and major figure in politics. He's been in the state senate a long time. He ran for governor in 2010. He ran for mayor 4 years ago against Mayor Kenney and lost badly. So this is, in a way, a rematch, and a little surprising that if he wanted a rematch, he wouldn't have come at it a little harder and a little earlier.
I feel very, very comfortable that the space I occupy today is not about me not liking Jim Kenney or repeat of last election cycle. This is about 2019. The poorest big city in America should not be where we are today.
Because Williams entered so late, perhaps, he hasn't had the support of a lot of elected officials, but he did pick up the endorsement of former Philadelphia Mayor John Street.
I think his experience in Harrisburg is an important qualification for understanding how we have to restructure our relationship between the city of Philadelphia and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
So Kinney, Butkiewicz, and Williams all had to file their campaign finance reports on April 9th. I know that the primary election is over a month away, but can we get some sense of how everybody is doing based on those reports and the money they've raised?
Sure, and the result is not surprising. I mean, incumbents have an advantage, and Jim Kenney has about 13 times the amount of cash on hand as either of his opponents, about $650,000 for Kenney, about $50,000 each for Butkiewicz and Williams. So, I mean, money is only one measure of a campaign's viability, but he has a huge edge there.
Do all these candidates have other organizations campaigning for them that aren't associated with the campaigns?
In Kenney's case, yes, and in the other two, sort of. City law says a candidate can have only one committee to make it simple to follow the money they raise. But the U.S. Supreme Court says you can't prevent independent groups from spending whatever they want as long as they don't coordinate with the candidate. And Mayor Kenney is being assisted by a super PAC that is funded by building trades unions.
He's taken on some of the city's toughest problems. Mayor Jim Kenney.
The same thing happened 4 years ago in 2015. That super PAC has so far spent $130,000 on ads for Mayor Kenney, and I think we will see more.
Mayor Kenney, doing the right thing, fighting for all Philadelphians.
In the case of the other two, no one is directly assisting them. However, the beverage industry, which hates the soda tax and has been fighting it ever since it was enacted, it was enacted, have been running ads attacking Kenney for the soda tax, suggesting he was dishonest about its uses and all sorts of things.
Mayor Kenney says there's no alternative to the beverage tax to fund pre-K and rebuild. Guess who disagrees? Candidate Kenney in 2015.
The ads don't say vote against Kenney, and they don't say for either of his opponents.
Tell city council to stand up to the mayor. Axe the beverage tax now.
But if you're Alan Butkiewicz or Anthony Williams, both of whom oppose the tax, that's a message you welcome.
So, Dave, you said building trades, and that automatically makes me think of John Daugherty. Has anybody taken his money?
Yeah, he whose name is not is not mentioned. Yeah, the building trades, they're construction unions, and each of the trades has a union, and they write big checks, but nobody writes bigger checks than the electricians union headed by John Daugherty, who is, as we all know, under indictment along with several others for allegedly stealing from his union. He was also the biggest single supporter of Mayor Kenney in his 2015 victory. And the indictment has placed an interesting question mark over his head. Do people want to be associated with him? Will they accept his money? One of the things I'm hearing is that all of the building trades are going to act together, the sprinkler fitters, the bricklayers, the plumbers. My understanding is that if any candidate for any office wants help from the building trades, they better not turn their back on John Daugherty in his hour of need. So it will be interesting to see whether people accept checks from the electricians union, because that may determine whether they get help from the other building trades.
I did not know there was a specific sprinkler fitters union.
Oh, gosh. Wayne Miller of the Sprinkler Fitters Union.
Philly.
He is the chairman of the super PAC that helped Daugherty in 15. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, there's big money in sprinkler fitters.
Yeah, I guess so. What has the campaign looked like so far? Is Kenney doing a lot of campaigning on the ground?
It's been pretty quiet. Why isn't Kenney campaigning? Well, I think there's two reasons. One is, it seems to me that his polling says he is fine, he is popular. If the election were held today, he wins handily. So why churn the waters? Why remind people there's a campaign? That's one thing. The second thing is this embarrassing association with John Daugherty. I mean, his greatest single supporter 4 years ago and since is under indictment. And so why put yourself out there and kind of answer these questions again and again? I asked Mayor Kenney this question, and what he said was, I got a job to do. And it's a pretty busy job.
I mean, I was at a ward meeting last week. I go to events all the time. I think partly the events I go to as mayor are also public events. My job is being mayor first and being candidate second.
What we're also seeing is that neither of the other two candidates have done a lot to mount an effective campaign. Alan Butkiewicz held his first campaign event since his November announcement with fewer than 6 weeks left in the election. I don't exactly understand that. Anthony Williams has been at least giving reporters a public schedule and greeting commuters at, you know, subway stops, but neither of them have the money to advertise. And if you rely on what in the political business is called earned media, that is to say news coverage, it's just not going to be enough. I mean, you really need to put your message out on Jeopardy, on social media, you know, on the news, on the Sunday morning talk shows, and that is very expensive. And neither of the two challengers right now have the money or really the prospect of raising the money to mount large ad campaigns. So the mayor is happy to leave things quiet, and that's kind of where we are. There's only one debate planned. It'll be May 13th, just 8 days before the primary election. And, of course, the winner of the Democratic primary is going to be a heavy favorite to win over the Republican candidate this year. That's Billy Cengolini.
Dave, this is so weird. Well, this is the third Philly election in a row where independent groups spend more money than candidates. So what do we make of that? And what do we make of it, particularly since the two other candidates, well, actually, even the mayor, they aren't really visible.
Yeah, it is weird. This is happening because of what's happened in the U.S. Supreme Court. In the Citizens United decision and other decisions, it's been established that in places where there are effective campaign finance limits, like there are in Philadelphia, nothing can stop somebody who wants to form an independent group from spending whatever they want, as long as they're not coordinating with candidates they like. So what we've seen is that, you know, in the mayor's election in 2015, in the DA's election 2 years ago, and now in this election, interested groups are taking advantage of that. And the two groups that are the construction unions, which are helping Mayor Kenney in a modest way so far, but I think they may come in bigger. And then the beverage industry, which has lots and lots and lots of money if they choose to spend it. If they were to decide to embrace Alan Butkovitz or Anthony Williams and advertise for them, advocating directly for them, which they can legally do, that could make things interesting, but there's no sign at the moment that they consider either candidate viable enough for that kind of investment.
So what's their strategy then if they're not backing the candidates specifically because they don't think they can win?
What I think they really are up to is influencing city council to send a message to city council members, we're not going away. You know, we're going to be here in this election and the next election, and we're going to be putting thoughts in voters' minds about this issue and its importance. They want city council to repeal that tax. It will not be easy because Mayor Kenney would veto a repeal bill, but if you have 13 votes, you can override that veto, and I think they are going to push, and just make this issue one that Kenney always has to defend.
Dave, thanks for coming in and telling us about the quiet campaign.
Thanks. I'm sure it'll get more lively before this is over.
The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. We had help editing today's episode from Eugene Son.
Tweet us at Shai Ben-Yaakov and at Annette JH. We'll be back tomorrow.